B-Pod Studios.
Living life through Manny's eyes.
Guys, we just go to the sink, soap up our arms, soap up our legs, wet our hair, and we're on our way.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've never done that.
I have. And I'm not proud of it.
Hear Manny weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
Manny, Roy, and Lorraine, we have two things going on here with the MRL Morning Show. Number one, we want to hear stories about when you maybe had an accident. You know, with your, on yourself. And then the second one is about awesome client stories. You and your client did what? And these are all because of War of the Roses with Missy and Justin. We're going to have the War of the Roses on the MRL On Demand podcast, which you can get on bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, you can find the MRL On Demand.
All right, we're going to jump over to these phones, but real quick, 980, send a text message. And it's kind of long, so we'll just sum it up for you. Things got so out of hand with the client and the person who texted us, the salesperson. They said that the client was so mellow throughout the entire three-day trip that they were here. Finally, Friday night before they were leaving the next day, they went to the Uptown Cabaret, and things got so crazy, they never worked together again.
Really?
And so I texted back. I said, what happened? What got crazy? I haven't heard back yet. But I just love filling in the blank. Like,
somebody said that they laughed so hard at church that they peed themselves. I texted them back, too, because I want to know what was so funny at church that you peed yourself.
Well, they felt the Holy Spirit. They really just Jesus took control.
Jesus, take the wheel. Take the wheel.
Let's talk with Laura and Rock Hill. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So one time I was coming out of the store with my friends, and I don't know what I tripped over. I tripped over something, basically face planted into the side of my car, fell over sideways, just rolling on the ground, and I just had about a gallon of sweet tea from Bojangles. So, of course, I couldn't hold it in because I'm laughing so hard. My friends run around the side of the car, thought that I was hurt, see me laughing, so they start dying laughing. So we're in the middle of the Target parking lot. I'm sure people thought we were crazy, but the worst part was I had to drive both of them home with my soaking wet pants.
Oh.
And luckily it was summertime, so we rolled down the windows, but we just laughed the entire way home. It was so funny. And I was probably like 19 years old at this point, so I was a grown adult.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so funny. It happens, Laura. Thanks.
All right, let's bring in Eric in Gastonia. You are on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, bud. So is this an accident story or a story about craziness with a client? We're taking both.
Well, it's actually both of them.
Mm.
Cool.
I was a salesman at Toyota of Gastonia a long time ago, and I had a customer I was dealing with, and I was real gassy that day. I was like, man, I'm gonna smoke a fart real quick. But the bad thing is I had khaki pants on.
Oh.
And I just
dude,
all in my pants.
So wait, did you make the deal, Eric? Did you make the sale?
Well, the bad thing is we're actually just talking about the car and everything. So I went to the bathroom and I realized it was all in the back of my pants and everything. So I walked through the parts department and just left.
Just left.
That's probably a good thing.
Oh man, we need more calls on craziness with a client. Are you in the sales world? Because we're not. And if you are, you could be anonymous. Like, when did things get so out of hand with a client? Like, what craziness happened? 704-570-9595.
Let's talk with Brooke and Troutman. Hey, Brooke.
How are you?
Hey, Brooke. We're doing really well. So tell us what happened.
Okay, so it's not me. It's my dad. And this was growing up. This guy drives like 5 under the speed limit consistently. But I guess he had to go number 2 so bad that he was flying. And then he gets home shuffling his keys to unlock the door. And I didn't realize how bad it was. But he gets in the bathroom and you think, oh, he's good. Apparently he pulls his pants down and goes to turn around and sit and just has explosive diarrhea all over the bathroom and then proceeds to slip and fall in it.
Oh my gosh.
Embarrassing for him. And I was probably 10 and, you know, so.
Oh, that was so graphic.
Who cleans that up?
I'm not going to recover.
No, probably my mom.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, you have to hire a professional.
Thanks, Brooke.
To come in and do that.
Is this our Michelle in Waxhaw?
It is. Good morning.
Hey.
Please tell me yours isn't that bad.
My children are going to kill me for telling me the story on the air, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
I was a high school bus driver, and I was driving high school kids home. And I guess I ate something for lunch that just didn't sit well with me. And I'm in the middle of driving the students home, and I had to call on the radio, which every other bus driver in the county could hear, and say that I needed to get somebody to replace me. And they wouldn't do it because we were short-staffed. So long story short, after a little bit, they did get somebody to replace me, and I had to bring the bus back to the yard. I made it back to my driveway and just could not hold it anymore. And everything from the waist down had to be thrown away.
Oh, man.
That's like in Bridesmaids when she's walking across the street and they're like, oh, you're really doing it.
Yeah, there was sweat and everything. It was just terrible.
When you were on the radio, Michelle, were you telling them, like, hey, I got to go to the bathroom?
Yes, and you're not allowed to pull over and go use a McDonald's or anything like that. They're like, nope, use the garbage pail. And I'm like, it's not throw up. I have to do the number.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Michelle.
Oh, wow. I wonder why they can't just pull over.
I don't know. I remember when I was younger, my bus driver came to my house and used the restroom.
Like, left the kids in the back?
I don't know if the kids were on the bus or we were the first pickup.
Okay.
But I was way young. It was for my brothers going to, elementary school.
Yeah.
And so I remember the guy was, bus driver was in our bathroom. And, like, we still talk about it as a family.
That's so funny. And, by the way, there's so many text messages coming in that, like, I can't even read them. They're coming in so
fast.
Are they
all accidents?
Yes.
Yeah, so this should make Missy from War of the Roses feel better. He's not lying after all.
Right. It's a thing. Everyone does it.
Right,
this
more.
Is Ed in Fort Mill. This involves a client story. Tell us what happened.
I was leaving a bar in Charleston, the rooftop bar there, I think it was called, one night when it was closing down, and me and my client were the first ones to get on the elevator after having a night of drinks, and I think the rest of the bar packed into the elevator as well. Well, needless to say, the elevator was a little too heavy to stop at the first floor, so apparently it goes down a little bit further than that. And we were stranded on the elevator for about an hour until the fire department had to come to rescue us.
Wow.
So an elevator that holds, I don't know, maybe 8 people had about 20 people packed
in. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so you were, like, packed up against your client.
Yes, we were in the very back. And interestingly, there was a young girl in the very beginning, or at the where the panel was, who was kind of freaking out in the beginning. There was a lady who was apparently married. She had a wedding ring on, and by the end of that hour, she was holding hands with some man who helped to calm her down a little bit, you notice.
So
and what about you and the client? Did you guys continue a working relationship that was fruitful for all?
Yes.
Good.
We are still clients today, and it was a good time.
Good.
Are you kidding me? That's a bonding experience like no other.
Yeah.
I would have told the client, you shouldn't eat all the chicken.
you're doing a whole show for everyone.
I'm having a
panic attack.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.